The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal Baseball is on the air.
Yeah, pitch.
There it is.
Swing and a line drive to right center field. Rounding first and holding right there. Jeremy Harrell with a leadoff single here in the bottom of the second inning.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club. Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Lobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Julie's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harrell Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's in Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, Omnisource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Root Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
Rounding third, they're going to try and send Reezy's home. The throw to the plate. They got him! Popped up in town a couple of weeks ago. It's Coldwater against Sturgis on the baseball diamond. We join action top of the seventh inning. Runner on at first with two outs. Top of the seventh for the Trojans. They trail Coldwater 5-2. Chris Ransberger now with a 2-0 count. I'm Sean Watson, and to my left is Al Rackesy.
Well, glad to be here, Sean. It is a beautiful night for baseball. The warm front has gone through or passed through or cold front, whatever it was, but temperature is very comfortable and the humidity is down, so hopefully the Cardinals can close this one out.
Three balls and no strikes on Chris Ransberger. The Cardinals, five runs, eight hits, one error, and seven left. Two runs, five hits, three errors, and five left on base so far for the Sturgis Trojans. Coldwater starting pitcher Grant Maurer has given way to Randall Linton, who is going for the save, which would only be the third for a Coldwater pitcher in this season.
Well, Randall is the closer. There's no doubt about that. Coach Spangler has used him several times in this situation. Randall pounds the strike zone with a strike. Now we're at 3-1 on Ransberger.
With the ever-dangerous Chance Stewart on deck. 3-1 pitch, swing, and a fly ball to shallow left center field. Oh, why not let Brady do it? I think that's his sixth putout. The game's over in Coldwater with a 5-2 win over the Sturgis Trojans. Coldwater improving to 19-14 overall and 5-8 in the Smack East. Sturgis dropping to 17-10-1 overall and 7-6 in the division.
Well, nice solid win for the Cardinals. You were here for the whole game. I was here for most of the first game here, and Cardinals played an excellent all-around baseball game. Great pitching performance from Grant Maurer. Randall Linton did what he's supposed to do in the seventh and closed it out. The Cardinals come away with a victory.
Treat yourself right at Dairy Queen. Get the DQ $5 lunch, your choice of a quarter-pound grill burger with cheese, three chicken strips, or a chili cheese dog, all with a regular fried Rankin small sundae for just $5, available every day from 10:30 to 4 p.m. For a limited time, buy one Orange Julius and get another one for just 99 cents. The May Blizzard and Blizzard Cake of the Month is Confetti Cake at the Coldwater Dairy Queen on South Division Street, Coldwater. We'll go ahead and take this three-minute break and bring you our between games report, sum up this one, and name a McDonald's player of the game for the opener from Lau Field. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobelia.com. It's finally turning warmer. Look sharp and save on a 2010 Dodge Caliber Main Street 4-door, auto, 4-cylinder, zero down, and $199 per month. Bobelia also has a 2011 Ford Ranger XL, auto, air, 4-cylinder, zero down, and $199 per month. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dowler, Jared Hetrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Bobelia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. See Chad Muckle's service manager and their factory-trained techs. Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. See Chuck Feltner about Mopar Express Lane Oil Change Service. There's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
You don't need a special occasion to make a meal special at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. That's because they have dinner specials every day, including Monday's Wing Night, Tuesday's Crab Cluster, and Wednesday's Steak Specials on Porterhouse and T-Bone. Stop on Thursday to save $1 on all house favorites, Friday to save $2 on prime rib, and Saturday to save $2 on a ribeye dinner. Barbecued ribs make Sunday special at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall. Earth can be a real mother if we don't take care of her, so don't toss your metal scrap out to sit in a landfill. Bring your broken, beat-up metal junk to Omnisource, where we pay you top dollar to let us recycle it, so you can be good to the planet and your wallet. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Lau Field. Sean Watson, Al Rackesy, Mike Seitz, Sean Delaney back at the WTVB studio. We are in between games of our doubleheader between the Coldwater Cardinals and the Sturgis Trojans. The Cardinals coming out on top of the opener 5-2. Our between games report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. For the Cardinals, who again improved to 19-14 overall, 5-8 in the SMAC East. 5 runs on 8 hits, 1 error, and 7 left on base. For the Sturgis Trojans, who dropped to 17-10, and 1 overall, and 7-6 in the SMAC East. 2 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors, and 5 left. Your winning pitcher for Coldwater, Grant Maurer, who improves to 3-3 on the season, gave up 2 runs on 5 hits, 4 strikeouts, and 1 walk. Randall Linton picks up the save, his second of the season. Tristan Stewart for Sturgis taking the loss to drop to 1-2 on the campaign. He gave up 5 runs on 8 hits, struck out 3, and walked 2.
Well, good pitching performances for the Cardinals from Grant Maurer and from Randall Linton, and real solid games. Solid game from Grant Maurer through the first 6 innings, and then Randall Linton finished it off and hit the first batter that he faced there in the 7th inning, then threw a tailor-made double play ball, and then got a fly out to Brady Duke to end the game. So Cardinals did enough hitting and took advantage of that. Only committed the 1 error. Sturgis with the 3 errors. I did watch the pre-district game that they had against Three Rivers yesterday, and Sturgis committed 4 errors in that game. So their defense has been a little suspect their last couple of games. But expect to see a good battle coming up. I would think that Chance Stewart would probably take the hill for Sturgis, and not sure about Coldwater, but I would bet on Jordan Butler probably for game 2.
Interesting you should mention Sturgis being in action just last night here at Lau Field. Chris Ransberger, who is arguably the ace of the Sturgis pitching staff, got the win on the hill in that one, which saw the Trojans beat Three Rivers by a final of 6-1. Yep. And before that, they played in the St. Joseph County tournament and lost in the championship game to Mendon.
Yeah, Mendon's got a nice baseball team over there. Good program. Glenn Sampson, the baseball coach over there for the past few years, does a really nice job. So big kudos to them for knocking off the Trojans, a much bigger school, you know, in that county tournament. But, you know, Sturgis obviously coming in with that 17-10-1 record now, has had some success this year. And it's always a battle when these two teams go against each other. Coach Kime for Sturgis and Coach Spangler for Coldwater know each other real well. And nothing surprises them, but every once in a while you see a little trickery amongst the two. So look for an entertaining game coming up in game two.
That is Matt Kime, the young head coach of the Sturgis Trojan baseball team. Getting back to all the action that Sturgis has seen recently, the Cardinals, meanwhile, had a week off following their split up at Loy Norix last week.
Yeah, they did, but I think Coach Spangler really wanted that sweep up there at Loy Norix. I think he was a little disappointed after that, but then they were off. They actually did play an alumni game here last Thursday, and that was very entertaining, Sean. I was here and announced those two games that they played. There were 15 former alumni here, stretching from the class of 1994 all the way to 2013. And at one time, the alumni had six players on the field who either had played college baseball or were currently playing college baseball. So it was kind of nice to see. The varsity did sweep them in the doubleheader. They beat them 7-4 in game one, and they beat them, I believe it was 3-2 or 4-3 in the second game in a walk-off fashion in the bottom of the seventh inning. So the Cardinals have played a little bit of baseball. Good competition amongst those guys. Skylar Renke, Kelvin Miller come to mind. Trey Snow was here. Dakota Burke, my son John, and his buddy from the class of 2002. Blake Dunseth played. Blake's brother Brian played. Chris Withrow, Coach Corey Post. Chipper Paradine was the oldest from the class of 94. And I know I'm missing a few in there, and I apologize for that, guys, but did give the list to Coach Spangler, and hopefully he'll do something with that. There was a very good crowd that night, and I think that's something that Coach Spangler may want to build on a little bit going down the road.
Now, for the current Cardinals, that kind of existed as a scrimmage for them.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Coach Brian Craig, the freshman coach, was the umpire, the one and only umpire, umpired for out behind the pitcher's mound and everything. But everybody had a really good time and able to joke around with the kids a little bit and whatnot. So it was a whole lot of fun, but still a lot of good baseball being played that night.
But as far as actual game action, they hadn't seen action since the doubleheader split up at Loy Norix last Tuesday. But they get the win here in the opener. Final score, once again, the Cardinals beating the Sturgis Trojans 5-2. And now, how about McDonald's player of the game for the opener of this twin bill? Grant Maurer figures heavily into the conversation, getting the win on the hill. I like Brady Duke, too. He scored Coldwater's first run of the game, and I had him for six putouts throughout the seven innings out in his position at center field.
And if I'm not mistaken, he also had a sacrifice fly that knocked in a run and a sacrifice bunt to move a runner up there in the sixth inning for the Cardinals. So, yes, Grant had a very good game, but I think I would go with you on this one and go with Brady Duke for our McDonald's player of the game tonight.
So, Tom Duke, if you're listening, your son made it. He's our McDonald's player of the game in the opener.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast. With great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
You're saving for your honeymoon, Jeanette for her trip to Fiji. We're all on a budget for lunch.
McDonald's works, right?
It does.
What are you saving for anyway?
An automobile that runs.
Guess we're taking my car then?
Or pushing mine.
I don't really push things.
Hit a value home run. Get a single cheeseburger for a dollar, a double cheeseburger for $1.50, and a triple cheeseburger for $2. There's more value to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. McDonald's. proud sponsor of the Detroit Tigers.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. And working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-4A2R. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
Surprise Dad this Father's Day with the thrill of a new grill or smoker from Nottoway Gas Company. Now in stock, quality made Holland grills, Traeger grills and smokers, Phoenix grills and Smokin' Brothers grills. And right now, all 20-pound bottle fills are just $10.45. Your family barbecue will never be the same when you surprise Dad with a new grill or smoker from Nottoway Gas Company. Just east of Nottoway on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or shop online at NottowayGas.com.
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant, new and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Locate it online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, hoy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The Branch County Abstract and Title Between Games Report rolling on from here at Lau Field. Sean Watson and Al Rackesee, Mike's side. Meanwhile, out at Bronson Junior Senior High School, it's Coldwater versus Bronson in a contest that was delayed several times due to rain. And our understanding is that in the first game, Bronson with a 13-1 lead. Not quite sure where it is in that game.
Well, we're not quite sure it's Bronson. We're assuming at this point they've been playing awfully good softball lately.
But, and why not?
Yeah, but the Lady Cardinals over there doing battle with the Bronson Vikings and getting close to tournament time. So Coach Becky Gray and Coach Tina Scheidler were able to get together and get things rescheduled so that they could play those games before they went into tournament play this weekend.
I actually talked with Coach Tina Scheidler this afternoon, and she was anticipating it being a good warm-up for Coldwater's district run, which for them will begin Saturday morning at 10 when they take on Parchment in the first game of the district semifinal doubleheader over at the Rotary Softball Complex. And that will be followed by Three Rivers against Vicksburg at 12:30, the championship game to follow at 3. Yesterday, while the Sturgis baseball team was eliminating Three Rivers, a very interesting contest between Three Rivers and Sturgis on the softball side. Three Rivers came from a 2-0 deficit and about a 53-minute rain and thunder lightning delay to beat Sturgis 3-2 and advance. And this comes on the heels of the contest that those two schools played in the St. Joe County softball tournament championship game, which went to Three Rivers by forfeit, 8-1.
Yeah, that was kind of a situation of a game that got a little bit out of hand. There was a disputed call on a foul ball that kind of got a little bit out of control. So,
What happened was the Sturgis head coach, Sturgis parent, and the Sturgis assistant coach were each ejected from the game, and then the umpires decided to award the victory to Three Rivers by forfeit. Three Rivers at the time was leading 8-1.
Yeah, I think the ruling there is if there is not a coach left to actually coach the team, that it becomes a forfeit for Three Rivers in that case. So unfortunate for the Trojans. Good for the Three Rivers Wildcats, I guess, on the softball side. But one of those things you don't like to see. You like to be able to let the players play and things like that. But anyway, they both both teams have moved on from that and did a good battle last night, and we wish both teams well going into district play.
Of course, Sturgis, I would assume that it was their JV head coach that was running the show, and they almost pulled off the victory if not for Three Rivers coming from behind to get the 3-2 victory.
Yeah, I would assume so. I don't know anything about that. So at least they were there. They were in the ball game, and you know, they made a good showing of it for their school.
Meanwhile, on the baseball side of things for the district, that'll be coming up here at Lau Field. It starts off at 10, Sturgis against Vicksburg. At about 12:30, it'll be Coldwater against Parchment, and that will be our next and final scheduled broadcast action this season. 12:30 expected first pitch, and will hit the air Saturday afternoon at 12:15. You and I, Mike, side for that. The district championship would follow at 3. So once we get done with that semifinal game, we'll take you out to Belle Isle, actually, for the first race of this weekend's Chevrolet Detroit Belle Isle Grand Prix race doubleheader.
Well, it's nice to see that that race back there. I think it's the second year it's been back down,
yes,
if I'm not mistaken.
And
so.
not only that, but it's the second year that they've done a weekend doubleheader.
Right. So
a race on Saturday and a race on mm-hmm. Sunday.
So it's good to see that, but we are going to bring you district baseball action. We will have Coldwater's hopefully first game, not their only game of the day. Hopefully they'll be able to get by Parchment. Parchment, you told me, was a couple of games under 500 on the season.
17-19, if I recall correctly, when I did a quick look up of their stats.
Well, they play in that Kalamazoo area, and we know there's a lot of good baseball that comes out of there, so the Cardinals will have to be ready for them, as well as Sturgis having to be ready for Vicksburg. You know, a lot of those kids coming from the Kalamazoo area as well. So should be a good day of baseball here at Lau Field. So if you're available, folks, come on down, take in the district action. Starts at 10, as you mentioned, with Sturgis against Vicksburg, and then followed at about 12:30 by Coldwater and Parchment.
We'll go ahead and take this break and be back with more from Lau Field. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Graduation marks one of life's biggest accomplishments, and Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater can help you give the perfect gift to your graduate. Give that special young man or woman a citizen's watch, engraved for free, starting at just $69.95 at Culey's. Your graduate will love the new selection of jewelry boxes and travel cases, or how about an ID bracelet or a pen and pencil set engraved just for them. 2014 can be extra special with a personalized bracelet charm or bead for her, a pocket watch, key holder, or money clip for him. And don't forget, diamond earrings never go out of style and represent life's most important events. Make this graduation year something very special with a gift of jewelry from Culey's Jewelry. Culey's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Get out of town. That's right. Get out of town. Hey, it's Joe Hisong, general manager here at Harold Chevrolet Buick, telling you it's time to get out of town. So for the rest of the month, we're going to help you. Come on in, get a newer used vehicle, and we're going to send you on a trip. You asked me, where to? Well, let me just give you a couple of choices you have. Lake Tahoe, Williamsburg, Hilton Head, Orlando, Florida, just to name a few. So for the remainder of the month, you come in, pick out any new or used car, and we're sending you on a vacation. Summer's almost here, and it's time to plan. Do I want to go to Hawaii? Well, that's one of your choices. So not only do you get the guaranteed lowest prices around on all new cars and trucks and sport utilities, but you also get a trip. Sounds too good to be true? Well, come on in, check it out. Now till the end of the month. Harold Chevrolet is the home of the double guarantee. Guaranteed lowest prices, guaranteed credit approval. This vacation offer only lasts till the end of the month, so come in early for best selection. See us just north of the mound, downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Starting lineups for Game 2 brought to you by Short's Rip Beer Stand. Join Short's Rip Beer Stand tonight until 9 for their tasty chicken wing basket. Tomorrow is Thirsty Thursday at Short's. Get a free small drink with any basket. And Friday is Footlong Friday. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and Sundays from noon to 8. Short's Rip Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where they happily accept your credit and debit cards. For the Sturgis Trojans, leading off and playing center field, Calvin Bowdish. Batting second, the shortstop, Chris Ransberger. Batting third and pitching, Chance Stewart. Batting cleanup, the third baseman, Oakley Stevens. Batting fifth and playing first base in this game, Tristan Stewart. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jack Haywood. Batting seventh, second baseman, Ty Kane. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Ben Sisson. And batting ninth and catching, Grant Little. We're about ready to get underway. We can tell you that Ian Wright will get the start on the hill for the Cardinals. We'll go over those starters after this half inning.
Well, Ian Wright on the season for the Cardinals is 2-2 with a 2.65 ERA. About set to deliver the first pitch.
First pitch to Calvin Bowdish. Just missed on the outer part of the plate for a ball, and we are underway at 5:55. Next pitch from Wright. Same part of the plate, 2-0.
A couple pretty good pitches there for me and Wright. A little different strike zone from this umpire early in the game.
Wind up at the 2-2 pitch from Ian. Now 3-0, hitting the same lower outer part of the plate, but just missing. Pitch. Walks on four straight.
Well, not exactly the start that the Cardinals were hoping for here in game two.
Now batting for starters, number 22, Chris Ransberger.
It's going to bring up Chris Ransberger, the shortstop for Sturgis.
Ian, the right-handed pitcher, looks towards first. Now delivers to the plate. A good block by Kresminski. Now, were they able to tag him out? Yes, they were. They caught Bowdish stealing. One out, base is empty, and a 1-0 count on Ransberger.
Coach Keim isn't happy about that one, but it is what it is. Cardinals get that first out of the inning now, so they erase the walk given to Calvin Bowdish. See if Ian Wright can find the strike zone here now.
Finally, 1-1 the count on Ransberger. So Bowdish erased, caught stealing. I wrote down 2-3-4. Is that what you had?
I certainly did.
Belt high, outside, 2-1, the count on Ransberger. Chance Stewart on deck. Two and two.
Fastball on the inside corner, delivered from Ian Wright. Cardinals won the first one, 5-2.
No score, we're just underway in the nightcap. Full count now on Ransberger. Base is empty, one out. Top of the first inning. Payoff pitch from Ian Wright on its way. Swing and a grounder on one hop to Randall Linton. Throw to first, and nice. Mock is able to tag out Ransberger for the second out.
Nice heads-up play by Ryan Mock. Knew he had to come off the bag, but also knew he had time to put the tag on Ransberger. Two outs in the inning now for the Cardinals, and that's going to bring up Chance Stewart, who's going to be doing the pitching in this game for the Trojans.
Far and away, the leading hitter for these Sturgis Trojans coming into the Twin Bill with a 5.78 average.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive no matter who you are or what league you're playing in.
Ian trying to attack him inside. It's ball one. First, we have to keep reiterating Western Michigan-bound quarterback Chance Stewart. Swings at the next pitch. It's a fly ball to deep left center field. That's where Brady Duke is for the final out. No runs, no hits, nobody left after half an inning of play. No score. The Cardinals coming up. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Redo your decor without undoing your budget at Furniture and Mattress Warehouse. Right now, you can save 40 to 50% on furniture for any room. With living room sets at $799, bedroom sets at $599, and dining sets at $229. Buy one Lane Rocker recliner and get one free. Mattress Madness means 50% off sets with a free box spring. So you can choose pillow top, plush, quilt, or firm for as little as $249 for queen size. With free delivery, removal, and setup. At Furniture and Mattress Warehouse, US 12 between Coldwater and Quincy.
Boat up, drive up, bike up. Get to the Willows any way you can. Today's lunch specials include your choice of a three-piece chicken strip basket or ham and cheese sandwich, or try one of the Willows' new wraps. Wednesday night is chicken night. Enjoy the Willows' jumbo breaded chicken wings with your choice of dipping sauce. Stop by for happy hour weekdays from 3 till 5 with specials in your favorite canned or draft beer. It's not fast food. It's made-to-order food. The deck is open at the Willows Barn Grill, just east of River Road on US 12, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We return to the Schwartz Root Beer Stand starting lineup for Coldwater, leading off and DHing in this game, Grant Maurer. He is hitting for the arguably light-hitting Ian Wright, the starting pitcher. Batting second and playing second base, Brendan Spangler. Batting third and playing left field, Michael Gillette. Batting cleanup, the first baseman, Ryan Mock. Batting fifth, right fielder Jordan Butler. Batting sixth and catching, Austin Kresminski. Batting seventh and playing third base in this contest, Randall Linton, who got the save in the opener. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Marty Johnston. And batting ninth and playing center field, Brady Duke.
Well, we'll see what the Cardinals can do against Chance Stewart, a young man who has had quite an athletic career at Sturgis High School. And we will see him at least here at Lau Field one more time on Saturday when they take on the Vicksburg Bulldogs in the first game of the district. But we'll get back to Chance a little bit later. Right now, stepping in for the Cardinals, leading off the bottom of the first inning, the DH, Grant Maurer.
Grant Maurer with a 3.14 average heading into the doubleheader. First pitch from the 6'4" Chance Stewart. Swung on, fly ball to right field. That is where Sisson is. Calls off the second baseman Kane for the first out.
One pitch, one away for the Trojans.
Well, I'll talk about Chance Stewart. His record on the hill so far this season, 4-2 with a save in hand, 32 and a third innings pitched. 33 hits, 16 runs, 6 of them earned, 7 walks, and 24 strikeouts. An ERA of 1.299, a whip, or walks plus hits per innings pitched of 1.237.
And he's going up against Brendan Spangler right now. Brendan took the first pitch outside for a ball.
He swings at the next pitch, and it's another fly ball to Sisson in right field. He hauls it in for the second out.
Well, thus far, a little quick work for Chance Stewart.
I think something that Sturgis is kind of used to, given what they had to face a little last night in the pre-district game.
Oh, yeah. He's going to bring up Michael Gillette for the Cardinals. Michael has not seen a lot of action this year, but he is hitting at a 357 clip.
Probably he fouls off the first pitch. It's a line shot across Green Street.
Probably one of the best pure hitters on the Cardinal team.
No score. Bases empty. Two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Michael Gillette behind on the count 0-2 as he fouls the next offering from Chance Stewart back to the screen. Wind up. The pitch. Shoulder high on outside. 1-2 on Gillette on a fastball.
Gillette will be patrolling left field in this game for the Cardinals,
as he did in the opener. Swing and a line drive to his position at left field. First hit of the game belongs to number 5. So much for the no-hitter. Sorry, Chance. In steps Ryan Mock, who is Coldwater's leading hitter.
Yeah, Ryan's had a real solid season. Batting 394 on the season. Leads the team in RBIs with 33.
The first throw is back to first base, and Gillette is back standing up. Chance delivers to the plate. Belt high, just missed outside 1-0. hard to imagine just two more days for these seniors in Coldwater High School to be in school. Swing and a line drive to right center field. Bowdish for the final out of the inning. The Cardinals leave a runner on. After one, no score in the nightcap. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Oakley Stevens, Tristan Stewart, and Jack Kaywood do up for Sturgis here in the top of the second inning. They will face Ian Wright on the hill.
Oakley Stevens batting .385 on the season. Another good hitter for the Trojans.
Lost my place on the stat sheet. 29 innings pitched heading into this twin bill. A 2-2 record for Ian. 31 hits, 26 runs, 11 of them earned, 14 walks, 28 strikeouts. Of course, I remember 11 of those came against Battle Creek Central back in the beginning of the season. An ERA of 2.655 and a whip. Again, walks plus hits per innings pitched of 1.552.
First pitch to Oakley Stevens.
Swung on and a grounder to Randall Linton at third. Long throw to first in time.
Randall did a nice job of charging that baseball. A slow bouncer to him there at third base.
It's interesting. Taking a look at this Sturgis lineup, it's not really senior-laden. Of course, you got guys like Calvin Bowdish and Chance Stewart and Chris Ransberger, the three seniors that get regular playing time. Johnny Gonzalez, who's seen spot duty. The bulk of this team should be back and should make things interesting in their premier season in the Wolverine Conference next year.
Absolutely.
Tristan Stewart, who is a sophomore, a 1-0 count. Now make it 2-0 inside pitch.
Tristan having a real nice sophomore season, too, for the Trojans. Hitting .382 on the season.
Next offering from Ian Wright. Swung on and a hard shot to Brendan Spangler. And the toss to Ryan Mock for the second out.
Brendan did a great job of smothering that baseball. That was a one-hop line driver. Brendan got his body in front of it. I think he might have stopped that with his stomach, to be honest with you. But did what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, it's going to leave a mark tomorrow, isn't it?
Got the put out.
That'll leave things up to Jack Kaywood. Large junior class here for the Sturgis Trojan baseball team, and he is part of it. 0-1.
Jack Kaywood batting 276 on the season, third in the team in runs scored with 26.
Next pitch, 1-1. Tried to fool Kaywood with an outside pitch. He did not bite. Ty Kane, the second baseman on deck for Sturgis. Swing and a hard fly ball to right field. It is caught by Jordan Butler for the final out of the inning. Three up and three down. We head to the bottom of the second inning. No score between Sturgis and Coldwater in the nightcap. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Get out of town. That's right. Get out of town. Hey, it's Joe Heisong, general manager here at Harold Chevrolet Buick, telling you it's time to get out of town. So for the rest of the month, we're going to help you. Come on in, get a new or used vehicle, and we're going to send you on a trip. You asked me, where to? Well, let me just give you a couple of choices you have. Lake Tahoe, Williamsburg, Hilton Head, Orlando, Florida, just to name a few. So, for the remainder of the month, you come in, pick out any new or used car, and we're sending you on a vacation. Summer's almost here, and it's time to plan. Do I want to go to Hawaii? Well, that's one of your choices. So not only do you get the guaranteed lowest prices around on all new cars and trucks and sport utilities, but you also get a trip. Sounds too good to be true? Well, come on in, check it out. Now till the end of the month. Harold Chevrolet is the home of the double guarantee. Guaranteed lowest prices, guaranteed credit approval. This vacation offer only lasts till the end of the month, so come in early for best selection. See us just north of the mound, downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left for Sturgis. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left for Coldwater. The Cardinals will be sending up Jordan Butler, Austin Kresminski, and Randall Linton here in the bottom of the second inning.
Yeah, we'll see if Jordan can get things going. He's had a nice solid season for Coach Spangler and the Cards. Comes into today batting .289. Been a big part of that pitching staff, too.
First pitch is a strike. Someone finding the lower outer part of the plate finally. Unfortunately for the Cardinal fans, it's the other pitcher. Next pitch from Chance. Now it got a little bit outside, 1-1 on Butler. Stewart working quickly, swung on, and a fly ball to shallow right center field, and a diving catch by Ty Kane, calling off the center fielder, Bowdish, for the first out.
Nice job by Ty Kane of maintaining possession of that ball. I think it actually did come out of his glove, but he trapped it against his body to hang on and get the put out against Jordan Butler.
Oh, in comes Austin Kresminski, who is the Cardinals' leading home run hitter with five.
Batting .244 on the season is Austin, just a sophomore. First pitch is in there for a strike.
He gave himself the nickname AK-47 earlier in the season after his first two homers, but a lot of people down the line told him, not so much.
Yeah, I don't think you really want to be known as an assault weapon.
Especially when your batting average is more like that of a pea shooter.
Austin fouls off another pitch, and it's still 0-2 on him. One down in the inning, no score in game two. Cardinals won game one, 5-2.
Swing and a pop-up goes over the screen, and hopefully it doesn't land on someone's windshield. As there is traffic picking up, the corner of Hatch Avenue and Green Street, Coldwater's west side. Another 0-2 pitch on its way, swing. Hard grounder knocked down by Oakley Stevens. He picks up, throws. It's not going to be in time.
I think we're going to give him a hit on that one. That was a real nice play by Oakley Stevens. He did everything he could to get in front of that baseball.
He basically blocked it like a goalie.
Yep. Kept it from potentially being a double for Austin Kresminski. Chris Vandenhout entering the game at first base to pinch run, courtesy run for Austin Kresminski.
Randall Linton, the starting third baseman in the game. We mentioned earlier he got the save on the hill in the opener, which saw Coldwater beat Sturgis 5-2.
Randall's one of those kids you can put about anywhere. He catches, he pitches, he's played some second base, third base, plays the outfield. Plays the game the right way, too. Always has his uniform dirty.
First pitch is a hard grounder foul to the Sturgis dugout, first base side. It almost took out. Is that Chuck Paradine or Corey Post in the first base box?
That's Coach Charlie Paradine.
Oh and one, the count on Randall Linton. Chance throws to first and Chris Vandenhout, Kresminski's courtesy runner, back standing up. Next pitch, Vandenhout taking off. Catcher lost the ball, and it's going to be an easy stolen base for Vandenhout.
Cardinals now with a runner in scoring position. Vandenhout on second, just one out in the inning. 1-1 to count on Randall Linton.
Chance looks towards second now, delivers, swing, and a hard grounder. Handcuffed the shortstop. He still picks it up on a hop. Throws to Tristan Stewart. It was too low. It skips by his glove. Vandenhout's going to take third.
Give an error to the shortstop on that play. threw that ball in the dirt. Tristan Stewart not able to come up with it.
I think that Ransberger might have had a little bit more time than he realized.
Well, Randall's pretty quick, and Sturgis is probably aware of that, so it might have helped him rush that throw just a little bit. It's going to bring up Marty Johnston for the Cardinals.
First time he's seen action in this doubleheader.
Another one of those players that you can play about any place. Does some pitching, plays the infield positions. About the only place we haven't seen him is at first base in the infield.
First pitch swung on and a line drive is going to drop into shallow left center field. Vandenhout's going to score and make it 1-0 on the RBI single by Johnston.
Nice piece of hitting by Marty Johnson. Took a fastball and drilled it into left center field. Knocks in the first Cardinal run of the game.
In steps Brady Duke. Bradford, as it's officially written in on his birth certificate, but everybody calls him Brady. Except if you really want to get his goat, you bring up Bradford.
He was officially 0-for-0, I believe, in that first game.
Walked and scored the game's first run. The ball is thrown away on the double steal attempt. No further action coming out of it. Johnston to second and Linton to third.
Cardinals putting a little pressure on the Sturgis defense here in this game.
Walked and a couple of sacrifices in the opener. You're right. So officially 0-for-2 plus that walk, but he did score the game's first run and all the putouts he had in center field gave him our McDonald's Player of the Game honors for the opener. We'll do it again at the end of our night for McDonald's of Branch County, by the way. Brady stepping back into the left-handed batter's box with a 1-0 count.
Infield in now for Sturgis, trying to cut that run down at the plate.
Runners on at second and third with a one out. Brady swings, and it's a foul tip back to the screen, 1-1. A 271 average for Brady coming into the doubleheader.
Probably the most heads-up, intelligent baseball player on the Cardinal team. Brady really knows the game, takes the second pitch for a ball outside.
Of course, you know that he will continue to be a Cardinal once he leaves Coldwater. He'll be a Saginaw Valley State Cardinal.
There you go.
2-1, now make it 2-2. A changeup gets the inner part of the plate for Brady. Cardinals already up 1-0 and looking to add on more. They have runners at second and third with one out. The 2-2 pitch swung and fouled back to the screen.
Good piece of hitting on that pitch by Brady, fouling off a tough pitch on the outer part of the plate from Chance Stewart.
Chance Stewart sets and delivers another foul. This one a fly ball going on to Green Street. Brady staying alive in this at-bat. 2-2, Grant Maurer on deck. Swing and a miss, strike three. First strikeout of the game for either pitcher.
Two down in the inning. Cardinals with runners on second and third. Grant Maurer stepping into the plate. Stewart ready to deliver. Bauer drives one into left field. He's going to get at least one run in. Coach Spangler decides to hold him at third base. So Grant Bauer with a base hit to left field drives in another run for the Cardinals. Randall Linton crossing the plate for the Cardinals. Marty Johnson moving up to third base. Cardinals now lead 2-0. Brendan Spangler going to step in for the Cardinals now. See if they can add to this lead.
Sorry about that. I was consulting with my CCS TV videographer, Brittany Pete. It's a busy Coldwater High School tonight. The middle school band concert is going to be going on in another 12 minutes. And I was just consulting with her.
Well, you missed a base hit to left field by Grant Maurer that drove in Randall Linton. Marty Johnson moved up to third, so the Cardinals with Maurer on first and Marty Johnston on third. 0-1 the count to Brendan Spangler.
He followed it back to the screen. Now 1-1.
Graham Hauer hasn't wasted any time up there tonight. Both of his at-bats, he swung at the first pitch.
This time he made a count with the RBI single. Swing and a miss. Spangler 1-2. Defensive indifference will allow Grant to take second. He's there with two outs. Johnston at third. The Cardinals up 2-0.
Well, if Brendan can come through with a base hit here, the Cardinals should score two. Speedy runner out there at second with Maurer.
Swing.
Ooh.
That almost took off Marty Johnston's head. It goes foul to the third base side. Johnston was taking off, but he had to duck.
Well, Marty's got to make sure he stays in foul territory, because if that ball would have happened to hit him in fair territory, he would have been out. 1-2 the count on Spangler. Runners on second and third for the Cardinals.
2-2 now. Chan Stewart sets, delivers, and it's fouled back to the screen. Good job by everybody wearing those Cardinal red and white uniforms, making Chan Stewart work here.
Absolutely. Brendan scored 28 runs on the season, second on the team, in RBIs with 18.
Here's a swing and a hard grounder on a couple of hops. Ransberger, there's not going to be a play.
Yep.
Johnson scores to make it 3-0.
Defense is failing Sturgis again here tonight.
Now batting for the guard number five, Michael Gillette.
Maurer advancing to third on the play. That is, what, the third error? Our scoreboard operator, Cameron Hart, has three errors up on the board for the boys in orange and black.
I think they might have given...
Would you have given a Spangler base hit there, or...
Oh, no. Definitely an error.
Gillette swings at the first pitch. It's snow cone by Calvin Bowdish in center field for the final out of the inning. But the Cardinals score three. It's 3-0 Coldwater. After two in the nightcap, you're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Doday's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home, make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
Can you get great rates on your home equity or new mortgage?
Their interest is a whole lot cheaper.
We remortgaged our house. It's saving us a lot of money.
Where are closing costs clear and transparent?
We just got our first house. It's been smooth sailing. I couldn't ask for anything more.
Where can you apply online and have an excellent closing experience on time?
The turnaround time, they're super quick.
Consumers Credit Union. Imagine completing a mortgage application online in minutes.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Three runs, four hits, no errors, three left for Coldwater. No runs, no hits, two errors officially, and none left for the Sturgis Trojans. They will be sending up their 7, 8, and 9 hitters here in the top of the third inning. That's Ty Kane, Ben Sisson, and Grant Little.
Leading off for Sturgis in the top of the third inning.
Ty Kane batting 276 on the season for the Trojans.
Give you a quick reminder of the defensive lineup for Coldwater in the outfield. From left to right, it's Gillette, Duke, and Butler. The infield, Linton, Johnston, Spangler, and Mock. And your battery of Wright and Kresminski. Ian Wright delivers ball one on the first pitch to Kane.
Ty Kane playing second base tonight for Sturgis.
He actually played second base in the opener as well. We mentioned the only defensive changes that Matt Kime made from the first game to the second is switching Stewarts. Chances pitching here in the nightcap. Swing, and the ball actually hits Ian right in the kneecap as it bounces into shallow center field. That's a hard base hit for Kane.
Actually, that was a line drive right between his legs. That didn't even touch him, but it's a good thing it didn't, because that was a shot.
Yeah.
Wow. It's going to bring up Ben Sisson for Sturgis.
I look away for just a second, and that was basically an optical illusion. As far as I was concerned, Ian throws to first, and Kane slides back in time.
Ben Sisson having a nice year for the Trojans, batting 361 on the season. 14 RBIs and has scored 13 runs for Coach Kime.
First pitch is a strike inside to Sisson. Cardinals with a 3-0 lead here in the top of the third inning. The Sturgis Trojans were just their second base runner in this contest. First hit. Swing and a hard grounder on one hop. It's juggled by Linton. Throw to, well, there's not going to be a throw.
Tough call on that one. I'm going to give him a hit. I do not know as though Randall Linton would have had a chance to throw him out with that high hopper.
A high hopper landed in his throwing hand. He had to juggle it to contain control of it, and by the time he thought about throwing, Sisson had crossed first base. Kane advanced to second on the play. First threat for the Sturgis Trojans in this game, and in steps the catcher, Grant Little. Squaring up to bunt. The bunt is going to stay fair. Krasminski picks up, throws him out, but the runners do advance.
Good bunt by Sisson. Boy, that thing just hugged the first baseline, and Austin able to pick it up in time to throw out Grant Little.
Ty Kane at third, Ben Sisson at second. That'll bring up the leadoff hitter, Calvin Bowdish, who walked his first at-bat and was erased when he tried to steal second. What is Bowdish hitting for the season heading into the doubleheader?
261 for Bowdish on the season.
You saw how speedy he is on the base paths. Calvin Bowdish was one of Chance Stewart's favorite receivers on the gridiron the past couple of years.
Yes, he was. Bowdish takes the first pitch for a ball.
You may remember in this year's edition of the Sturgis Coldwater game, Calvin Bowdish was missing in action.
I do not remember that.
1-1 the count on Bowdish.
Quick throw down to third by Krasminski, trying to catch Ty Kane napping down there. Unsuccessful. Cardinals won the first one, 5-2. They lead this one 3-0 right now. We're in the top of the third inning.
Trojans here have a threat brewing with runners on at second and third. Swing and a high pop-up. Brady Duke calling for it in shallow center field. He dropped it! The throw back to home plate. Austin Krasminski.
He drops it.
Knocked out of his glove. He picks up the ball, throws to third, and Sisson is going to be called out.
So we've got an error on the center fielder for the Cardinals. We have a run that scored. We have Sisson thrown out at third.
3-1, the Cardinals lead by two. Out comes Coldwater head coach Randy Spangler.
I think he might be asking for an infield fly call there, but I think the umpire made the right call on that play.
Particularly since the ball went toward the shallow part of the outfield. Of course, umpires can call the infield fly rule on balls hit to the shallow outfield. Just ask the Atlanta Braves a couple years ago.
Brings up Chris Ransberger. Takes a ball high for the first pitch. So on that last play, we had an error on Brady Duke in center field. His throw home came to Austin Krasminski. Tyce Kane was able to score. Krasminski then threw out Sisson at third base. So two outs in the inning. Runner on second for the Trojans.
That being Calvin Bowdish, who was the recipient of the free pass thanks to the fielding error by Duke. 2-0, now make it 3-0 on Ransberger. Clouds continuing to roll in here in Coldwater, but ball is blocked by Krasminski as Ransberger walks on four straight, throws to third, and it gets away from Linton. Bowdish scores to make it 3-2. All of a sudden, Coldwater's defense is getting a little suspect.
Yep, got to give an air to Austin on that one on the throw. Good throw, would have had the runner easily. So Sturgis pushes across another run. Ransberger drew the walk. He's at first base. And it's now 3-2 in favor of the Cardinals with Chance Stewart stepping in for Sturgis. Chance flew out to center field his first time up.
Swings the first pitch, double. Hard line drive to right center field, and it's going to drop in front of the fence. Chance Stewart rounding second. He'll arrive standing up. There's not going to be a throw to home plate. We got a tie ball game as Ransberger scores all the way from first. And out comes Coldwater head coach Randy Spangler trying to settle things down. While he's out talking to the infield and the battery, we can remind you that you can treat yourself right at Dairy Queen. Get the DQ 5 buck lunch, your choice of a quarter-pound grill burger with cheese, three chicken strips, or a chili cheese dog, all with a regular fried drink and small sundae for just $5, available every day from 10:30 to 4. For a limited time, buy one Orange Julius and get another one for just 99 cents. The May Blizzard and Blizzard Cake of the Month is Confetti Cake. That's at the Coldwater Dairy Queen on South Division Street. Coldwater, our newest Sports Boosters Club member. And be glad to have him along next year for Coldwater's debut on the Interstate 8.
That's right. Brings up Oakley Stevens for the Trojans. Runner on second is Chance Stewart. Two outs in the top of the third inning.
He swings at the first pitch, and it's foul.
Score is now tied here in game two, 3-3. As I mentioned, the Cardinals won game one, 5-2. Grant Maurer picking up the win in that first game.
Ian Wright not being helped up a lot by the Cardinal defense, particularly in this half inning. The 0-1 pitch, it's a hard grounder. Pass, a diving shortstop, Marty Johnston. Chance Stewart rounds through the throw to the plate. They got him.
Good throw out there from Michael Gillette to Austin Krasminski. So base hit for Oakley Stevens.
Chance Stewart is erased on the 7-2 put out. That ends this half of the inning. We had the bottom of the third, a 3-3 tie between Coldwater and Sturgis in the nightcap. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Moms always give the best advice. Good girls, Michelle.
And Melissa here from Rainbow Motor Sales. We're selling cars faster than we can get them, and we hate having an empty lot. So we're taking our mom's advice.
Mama said buy you out.
Trade in any car, and even if you've had past credit problems, based on the nicer, newer car you choose, I'll give you up to $1,500 off.
Mama said buy you out.
So I'll buy your old car, and you can upgrade your ride today.
If you've had a job for 1 month or more, and bring home at least $200 a week, trade in any car, and drive home a nicer, newer car today.
Are past credit problems making you feel like a lightweight? Our For the People credit approval process will come out swinging to help you get approved.
But Mama said to end this deal once we've helped 20 people. And when she talks,
we listen.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna.
And we're a dealer for the people. Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales, Coldwater.
Or save time and get approved online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Requires bank approval. Negative equity may affect financing.